broadcasting live from atop the Rocky Mountains, the crossroads of the West. You are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
Yes, you are, and happy to have you along, my fellow Americans. Sam Bushman and Kurt Cosby live on your radio. This is indeed the broadcast for February the 11th. In the year of our Lord, 2016, this is hour two of two. The goal always to protect life, liberty, and property, and to promote God, family, and country in the traditions of our founders. It's incredibly simple. We use the blueprint for liberty, the supreme law of the land, the Constitution, the United States of America as our guide. Welcome to the broadcast. We believe the checks and balances are critical for the restoration of the greatest country on the earth. We don't need revolution, but restoration is the answer. Kurt Cosby, welcome, sir.
Buenos dias. Greetings and salutations. Howdy, howdy, howdy. Thank you, Sam.
You know, the problem in America, Kurt, is a house divided against itself cannot stand.
Yep.
And that's what we've got in America today. And even amongst our listeners, Kurt, there's a wide variety of beliefs and opinions. And if we just did this, the problem would be solved. And if we just did that, the problem would be solved. And, you know, everybody would say, well, Sam, who says your opinion's more right than mine? And
that's exactly
they've got a
right.
point. A valid point. The problem that I see it, Kurt, though, is that the founders are very clear about what they believe the problems and the solutions were.
Yep.
And if we jointly listen to their guidance, we can continue the freest nation in the world. Remember, the founders called it a grand old experiment, and they deemed it successful after hundreds of years.
See, right? and one thing about our opinion, we're going to, protect that or stand up for it. But, you know, if you have the media, and I'll address White Rose or Pete or, you know, anybody else out there. If you have the media, you can simply bring all of those issues, all of those ideas, you know, the Constitutional Sheriffs and Peace Officers Association, the Gun Owners of America, the Campaign for Liberty, and you can just go on and on. But you can bring all those to the public. Because you have the media. Without the media, it's pretty quiet.
Well, right? And that's why, whether I agree with the White Rose on everything or not, I do believe that he's trying to fight for his country the best way he believes it to be.
Yes.
And I think that, you know what, at least he's doing something, folks.
Yeah.
I kind of like the way Pete put it. What I like about the White Rose is he's got his feet on
Boots
the ground.
Boots on the ground.
Boots on the ground. He's for real.
He's doing something.
Yeah. And you know what? I commend that, and I would say that we've probably given more time and more ability for the White Rose to promote his educational website than anybody else. And we're glad to do it, by the way. Maybe not even because we agree, but because this is America, and the genius lies in our different opinions and us coming together and working through things. And one of the things that I believe is important is to understand is this. I know these people believe that if they go back to 1861 or 1871 or whatever, and they go back to this act or that act or this, you know, document or that adjudication or whatever, that's the problem and that's the answer. And I'm just saying it isn't a one-size-fits-all scenario. It isn't you just do this and it solves. Because I could say, well, you know what, America was fine until the Federal Reserve. Somebody else could say, no, America was fine until in the 1800s, man, they let the Prussians create communist education. Somebody else would say, oh, no, man, you go back to this one act and it just totally took everything off the rails and created a corporate United States. And everybody has these opinions. The libertarian and the anarchist would come together and I'd say, what's the difference between you two? And one guy, the anarchist, would go, well, a couple of election cycles. Why? And the libertarian would be like, no, I believe in some government. And then the Sam Bushman would say, well, I'm a constitutionalist. Then somebody else would say, you don't even know what the Constitution is. It's been dead since 1861. And now we're all so divided, we can't get anything done. In fact, it's almost like we're more divided than the unconstitutional government. See, because we start saying like every agency in government is unconstitutional. And you never win in the courts. I mean, you get an attorney and you're done. And there's just no options that way.
Well, on the agency thing that I can't remember which one said that. But, you know, it's true that at least the branches of government, you know, like you mentioned, the Congress and, you know, those are outlined. But typically all these so-called agencies were after you know, and they were brought up. And then most of the time, the reason they're unconstitutional, at least that I'm aware of, is that they unite all three branches of government under one thing, the legislative, executive, and judicial. And, you know, so there's no real separation of powers as was intended in the Constitution.
That's right. They also obliterate states versus federal power. There's supposed to be kind of a dual sovereignty there. And what happens is states become political puppets of the feds. And that check and balance is violated as well. You're absolutely right, Kurt.
Good point.
And so my goal isn't to just drill into why we're so divided or how we're so divided and focus more on this division. Okay? My goal isn't to do that. My goal is really to say, you know what? We as the American people need to understand a couple of things. And that is that we're not going to fix Rome in a day. Okay, it's taken a long time to disassemble what our founders built, and we still have a lot of liberty left. Okay, we can debate all day long about what works and what doesn't. We can debate all day long about what we believe the cause or the effects to be. But I submit to you that we need to agree on something if we're going to have success. And now the debate, I guess, becomes what should that be, Kurt?
Well, and that's why we invite folks to join us, simply because we believe it's a way you can put some light on all of these issues. At least I don't know of any issue that you can't bring forward. If you have the media, you can educate and inform people and make them aware of whether it's the situation with the ranchers, the gun owners, the problems in the schools or whatever. You can do that when you have the media, because then people can, they can find a round table, if you will, where they can go and be informed and educated. And imagine if they simply did as we suggest with the Give Me Liberty Fund, and they joined up, and as we say, it's less than a dollar a day. We suggest $30 a month, which, you know, some months have 31, so that's why it's less than a dollar a day. Be $360 a year. But if you did that, then you can access discounts from patriotic businesses that join, by the way, for free. The businesses join for free, and they're only required to give discounts to the members. So we hope that that would mean that your $30 would make you or save you, say, 60. And then that money, you know, that went in as a dollar a day, you'd have, say, we had the million people or the million patriots across America doing a dollar a day. With $1 million a day, ladies and gentlemen, the first radio station we bought was $120,000. You could literally buy almost 8 radio stations every day that way. Imagine what that would do across the country.
Well, and how much money could you put into real attorneys that might actually take on the establishment Ammon Bundy and crew that way?
Yeah. That's exactly right. You could even buy senators. I mean, they're $10 million typically, but you can buy senators, congressmen. I mean, I don't mean to say buy, but what we mean is that it takes a lot to play in those realms.
You could put the money together to actually win in a campaign.
That's right. With, you know, we know of good individuals, for example, Scott Bradley from Utah, a great patriot that would be a wonderful senator or representative. And if we put together the money with a dollar a day from each of our listeners, I mean, we have no idea. We know about how many unique visitors come to the website a month, but we have no idea the total number of listeners. You know, in some cases, people have said it's millions. And if each one of those put a dollar in a day, we could literally put our kind of people in even Congress. And what kind of difference would that make? And what would it do to you, ladies and gentlemen, to give up a dollar a day and then receive in return discounts of what we think are much more than dollars, maybe hundreds of dollars you could save. We know of ways you can save on honey and printing and advertising, and, you know, you just go on down.
And by the way, the more patriot businesses that contact us, the pool of opportunity grows.
That's
by the way,
right.
Glenn, Philadelphia, you're on the radio, sir.
Good morning, Sam. Good morning, Kirk. What you're saying, Sam, is really resonating with me. I've been listening to Patriot Radio for a number of years now, and you can start to get into this, all this stuff with the gold fringe on the courtroom flag, the UCC, the Federal Register, this state and that state, the U.S. as a corporation, and all this stuff. Trying to track that all down, you know, takes forever, and then, like, trying to go in and take a stand on something like that in court, you know, White Rose, it doesn't matter how right you are, a lot of people think you sound like a schizophrenic or something.
Hold on. Can you stay there, Glenn? I don't mean to chop you off. I got a hard break I don't control, but I want to come back and let you finish. Can you hang on?
Sure.
Thanks for your patience. Hold on. All right, ladies and gentlemen, I'm not claiming that I'm perfect or that I'm right, but I'm telling you, the Patriots better come together and agree on something that they can actually do that can make a difference. The question is, what should that be? I've got ideas. I'm sure everybody else does as well. But what could we do? I think it's take back the media. We'll talk about that more and hear from Glenn in seconds.
With autumn in the air, it's time to think about getting ready for winter. And it's time to save at HerbalHealer.com. You'll find amazing seasonal savings to prepare you for the fight against cold and flu season. Like Oregacillin to promote lung health. 30 capsules, regularly $34.95, now only $25. HHA Olive Leaf, the natural antiviral, normally $16.95, now 60 capsules are just $12. HHA Elderberry Power, a great flu and virus fighter, regularly $16.95, 60 capsules, now $10. Save on all our homeopathic detoxes. Choose from lungs, kidney, liver, brain, libido, or whole body, normally $26.95, now just $20. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click on the Fall Winter Specials button to save on all our natural cold and flu fighting products. Also explore our Herbal Healer Academy correspondence courses that teach you how to handle your health naturally. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
Are you familiar with the term vigor, strength, in body and mind? He pursued his tennis game with vigor, for example. Well, I hadn't, but I learned about it from Kirk Crosby. All right, and he actually let me take a scientifically proven free vigor test. And I got 13 out of 32, not very good. But I worked on it with him, and believe it or not, now I have a 29 out of 32 and improving vigor score. You say, Sam, what on earth is this scientific vigor score, huh? My response is you got to take the free test, available now. Get a hold of Kirk Crosby to learn about it. The number is 801-669-2211. That's 801-669-2211. Or email Kurt, C-U-R-T, at libertyroundtable.com. That's Kurt, C-U-R-T. At libertyroundtable.com for your free vigor test today. Kurt, libertyroundtable.com or 801-669-2211. Vigor test free, scientifically proven today.
As a parent, is receiving a faith-based, character-focused education for your children difficult to find? Do you believe that godly principles should be a central component in your child's education? Imagine a school where faith and integrity are at its center, where heritage and responsibility instill character. For over 40 years, American Heritage School has been educating both hearts and minds, bringing out academic excellence. This is the school where character and embracing the providence of a living God are fundamental, where students' national test scores average near the 90th percentile. With American Heritage School's Advanced Distance Education Program, distance is no longer an issue. With an accredited LDS-oriented curriculum from kindergarten through 12th grade, your children can attend from anywhere in the world. American Heritage School will prepare your child for more than a job. It will prepare them for life. To learn more, visit American-Heritage.org. That's American-Heritage.org.
With news the networks refuse to use. You are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
All right, Glenn from Philadelphia is live. Sorry for the interruption, sir. Go ahead.
No problem. I think a lot of this comes down to, as long as they're willing to pay lip service to the Constitution, it can hold their feet to that fire at both the state and federal levels. You know, and even county where you have the authority of the sheriff. But if the question is, are they going to collect the golden eggs or are they going to slaughter the goose? Are they going to shear the sheep for the wool or are they going to slaughter the sheep? Once they go to that level of malevolence, then it's a changed game. But as long as, you know, even if all this stuff about these legalities and dates and little technicalities is true, if ostensibly at the public level they're willing to pay lip service to the Constitution, then in the courts their feet can be held to the constitutional fires. And that's where, that's what you're talking about, where you have some hope of accomplishing something.
Yeah, and it can only be done if people put enough money where their mouth is. It can only be done if enough Americans are engaged in the solutions. It can only be done if Americans are educated and moral enough to literally have God's backing or guidance in doing so. And that's really where the rubber meets the road. And I'll give you an example. We believe that the media is one of the greatest solutions, Glenn, that we can be involved in. Take back the media. And the reason why is it's at the helm of the educational opportunity. Americans have been indoctrinated with the media and government, in bed with government schools for too long. They get you with Head Start before you're even 5 years old, and they indoctrinate you till you're like 30 in colleges. And then they expect you to come out and understand how to defend your liberty. It isn't going to work that way. And so until we can take back this narrative, as Chris Ann Hall wisely points out, until we can change the lexicon, as I wisely say, until we can have the media tell people the truth. I'll give you an example. Who has been the definitive source on the Oregon standoff? The answer is Sam and Kurt. Nobody has more consistent, solid, correct information than we do. Who's been more fair to Ammon Bundy and crew in the media than us? And the answer is nobody. You could say, well, Sam, Pete Santilli was covering it live. Yeah, but he's been in jail for the last week and a half and he can't cover anything. Okay, so I'm not downing Pete Santilli. What I'm saying is, you know what? We've done more coverage, been more fair, had more access, had more boots on the ground, had more reality details than anybody else. We interviewed Ammon for like 4 hours. We interviewed Ryan. We've had several people on the radio. Not only have we advocated for him to be on our talk shows, we lined up a lot of the folks in the refuge to be on other talk shows. And so with that truth, Americans can be armed about what's really happening and really going on. Otherwise, you're left to believe the government/mainstream press narrative. And so we believe that the answer. Now, we've tried to get people to put money in and get people involved to take back the media. I don't care if somebody else buys a radio station. I would be like nothing more than me to be the consultant for free, because I'm a nice guy, and help people buy a radio station in their area. They can fund it. They can control it, and they can own it. I will just give them my time as a high-level technical broadcast consultant / technical IT resource for free, and they can own it and control it, and they can put whatever they want on it. But that's our plea, is that until we get that done, I don't see how you can win. Even if somebody's right as rain, nobody can even hear what they believe or say. Go ahead, sir.
Well, people are still too comfortable. People have been lulled into complacency through decades. Half a century of consumerism, and once you took away the mandatory draft, people have no skin in the game when it comes to military involvement, so nobody cares because it's not their kid that's being sent to war. So the people are still too prosperous, too complacent. Adversity makes men, prosperity makes monsters for your spoiled children, and until enough people get really uncomfortable, as Proverbs, I think it is, says, the wisdom cries aloud in the street, you know, yet the lament there is that it's unheard, you know. So, yeah, until enough people get sufficiently, it's almost the reverse of the Fabian gradualism to take things into the negative direction. If there's enough time and enough people can become sufficiently uncomfortable and their lifestyles start to get compromised, then maybe when they have, Gerald Celente says that when people have nothing to lose, they lose it. Now, I disagree a little bit with that, to say if they lose a lot, sometimes that's when they get off their ducks and say, I may as well do something because things are now sufficiently bad that I can't hide in my complacent lifestyle.
And my hope, Glenn, I agree with you completely, by the way. My hope is this, that we can educate enough people, and that we can get enough people to get off their duff, as you wisely put it, and become engaged. Put their money where their mouth is. Decide that it matters. Turn off the Super Bowl and the Beyonce sex show. And focus on protecting their liberties, jealously so, as the founders would advise, to reject partisan politics, to take back the media, to decide that they're going to be anxiously engaged in a good cause all the day long. I believe that's the answer. And I hope we can do it before it gets to the critical point that you bring up, because some lose it, some double down and try to fix it. The problem is people don't have the education. a lot of people are frustrated enough. I think a lot of the nation gets the problems. They understand the problem, but they have no idea where to turn for solutions, sir.
Well, if the degradation, if the disaster can be slowed so that things degrade slow enough, then enough people can jump on board. But if destruction comes suddenly, then it's too late. You know, if you do have a downward spiral and there's some gradualism, if that, you know, that buys you time, then when enough people get uncomfortable, then maybe there will be time. But if everybody waits until the disaster happens, you know, like if you catch the Ward Lamport under the carpet, right, you know, before as it starts to burn, you smell something burning, you catch it before it doesn't burn. Once the place is engulfed in flames, you're too late, you know. So hopefully there's time for enough people to become sufficiently uncomfortable to start vocalizing.
Thanks for the call. That's our hope. I think you're right. And that is the debate. That is the battle. And what can we do in the meantime? And the answer is we can speak to as many people as we possibly can. We can educate. We can take back the media. We can do all that we can to make the difference. And that's what we're doing. And do we believe that we know all the answers? No, we don't. But, you know, I cannot and I will not focus on how horrible, how negative, how awful, how there's no solutions, how stick a fork in it. And there's so many people that run around in this negative idea where they're downing America. I'm not willing to down America. I'm willing to be candid about the problems we face. No doubt about it. However, I'm willing to focus on what does work, where the solutions are. Let me give you a quick example to make the point. We all agree that the IRS is flat out belligerent, out of control. And the individuals who are really gutsy want to basically claim we're not paying our taxes. We're right. The government's wrong. It's unconstitutional. We're not doing it. I agree with those people. They're right. I also say if they keep on their course, they'll be in jail and lose all their possessions, and they won't help the cause of liberty at all. And then they would debate me and disagree, and after they come out of prison, they usually agree with me, but before they go, they disagree with me very vehemently. Nevertheless, if enough Americans decided they've had enough, we could stop the IRS in a day. You could flat out disable, shut down the IRS in a day. All it would take is 1 million Americans to buy 50-cent stamps. It'd cost you $15 a month. And you send a letter to the IRS every single day that would say, we demand you shut down, you're unconstitutional, and you need to be shut down immediately. And you just simply print those up on postcards by the millions. You send those suckers in, and the IRS would get 1 million pieces of mail every day.
But
every single day.
And that's a great solution, and yet I would suggest instead of doing that, I mean, imagine if that same money were put into basically the Give Me Liberty Fund. We could buy the radio stations or buy the media that we need to inform a whole lot more, and then you maybe give them 1 million of those.
Well, maybe you do that for a month or two. Yeah. Until you get so much media attention. See, the media wouldn't be able to ignore it either.
Right.
And maybe you do that and then you turn it into buying radio stations. I'm not saying it's one or the other. What I'm making a point of is if enough Americans got involved, we could make a difference. But the problem is I can't even get 100 Americans to send a letter to the IRS every day for even 1 month. Can you?
Pursuing liberty. Using the Constitution as our guide. You're listening to Liberty News Radio.
Liberty is not free. Its costs are innumerable. Without monetary funding, the valiant efforts of freedom-loving Americans become diminished or outright defeated. We present a solution, the Give Me Liberty Fund. The plan is quite simple. Invite individual Americans to contribute less than a dollar a day. These monetary funds are used to promote liberty-minded media, organizations, events, candidates, movements, and speakers. In the spirit of transparency, all expenditures are published. Patriotic business owners provide discounted products and services to Give Me Liberty Fund members. Our greatest strength is in numbers. Go to GiveMeLibertyFund.com and become part of the solution today. GiveMeLibertyFund.com. Participate in the peaceful restoration of the greatest and freest country in the world.
Hello, everyone. James Edwards here. Are you sick and tired of liberals and race hustlers and the media calling you a racist just because you oppose Obama's policies? Well, my friend, those days are over. After you read Racism Schmacism, you'll never again fear being called the R word. I invite you to discover why every conservative in America needs a copy of my explosive new book. Racism Schmacism has received much critical acclaim and will equip you with the key to unlock their socio-political nuclear bomb once and for all. Order your copy today by visiting the official website of the Political Cesspool radio program, thepoliticalcesspool.org. Proceeds of each sale go to help keeping our award-winning show on the air, and they make great gifts for your conservative friend or family member. Buy Racism Schmacism today at www.thepoliticalcesspool.org.
Attention Liberty News Radio listeners. Hard-hitting talk radio has never been and never will be supported by the mainstream in America. Hard-hitting talk radio is taking on the mainstream press like never before. News the networks refuse to use is one of the best ways to educate people. We invite all liberty-loving Americans to join with us to restore the principles of our founding fathers and promote God, family, and country in the media and our lives. Please help spread the Liberty message with your generous donation. You can go online at libertynewsradio.com right now and make a donation online. Or call 801-756-9133 and make a donation over the phone. That's libertynewsradio.com and 801-756-9133. Make a donation today. Promoting God, family, and country. You are listening to Liberty Roundtable Radio.
All right, so I agree with you, Kurt Crosby, that, you know what, that's probably not the best use of money to send a letter to the IRS every month or every day for however long. But I'm just illustrating that that's something so simple. You're allowed to send mail, aren't you? And if the media tries to beat you up on it, you know, all you got to do is say, man, I'm just trying to help the post office stay alive. You know, I hear they're in big deficits and melting down, and I'm just here to help, the legitimate constitutional post office, and I'm trying to stop the IRS from abusing people. And, you know, I think it would be pretty easy to do, and there's no lawbreaking involved. And I think you would instantly get media attention. I mean, a million pieces of mail every single day going to the IRS saying you need to disband. You need to be nullified. You're out of control. Congress, do something now. I think we could get somewhere. Now, I'm not saying it's the best use of money, but my point is that something so simple, there's no law breaking in it. It costs $15 a month. And people would say, well, we don't have the money. And my response is, you know what? People buy cable. People buy lattes. I mean, come on. You can come up with this money. A million of us could do it. And we could make a difference. But I can't even get 100 people to commit to do that. Kurt, can you?
It seems difficult, but on the other hand, we are aware of a lot of people that do, you know, like Pete said, boots on the ground. You know, we talk to them quite often, hear from them, you know, in their efforts. And, you know, I'll give you another example.
Before you give me the example, though, I would say that I appreciate their efforts and I applaud them,
yeah.
But we've got to unite on something. They're working on their deal, we're working on our deal. And we're almost so, in a way, divided,
yeah,
to where everybody's efforts struggle.
Yeah. And I guess, you know, what the White Rose would, you know, be appreciative of is if we basically just, you know, quit doing the media and then joined him in court. And, you know, maybe that way he would, you know, think that we were doing something good. My problem with that is then nobody'd ever hear about the White Rose, I think.
My hope is that, you know what, people will listen to the White Rose, check out his webpage, and make up your own opinion, your own beliefs about what he's doing and how you can help with that efforts. And we hope to be kind of the round table, the clearinghouse for a lot of stuff, even things we disagree with. This is America, and the whole goal is for us to weigh in and work together. And even if we disagree with Ammon Bundy's takeover of the refuge, we want to give him a fair shot. We want to explain it. Okay, same thing with White Rose. Even if I don't believe that what he's working on is the most important personally, I want to let you, the American people, decide that for yourself. If you believe it's important and you love his website and the education. By all means, we hope to help make that happen too, Kurt.
Mm-hmm. Good point. Yeah.
All right. I think we need to move on because there's actually a couple of topics in the news that we just don't seem to be able to get to the news very much anymore. Everything's controlled by Ammon Bundy's meltdown. Mm-hmm. And it's almost sad in a way because it seems like there's so many things we could solve and work on. We can't even get to those things.
Good point.
We're too busy telling you that people are armed and they're still there and the FBI surrounded them and took them down and these people got arrested. And, you know, we're focused on, in my opinion, some pretty negative stuff where there are no solutions. And that's probably exactly what they want, by the way. But you should know this. Two people have bowed out of the presidential race, Kurt. Carly Fiorina drops out, ends campaign.
Good point.
Chris Christie drops out, ends campaign after poor finish in primary. So two people have bit the dust, Carly Fiorina and Chris Christie. Who's next, huh?
I don't know for sure who's next, but yeah, they're, you know, at least it's not quite so busy in the Republican, on the Republican side. I was kind of hoping Bernie and Hillary would, you know, say they quit as well, but, you know, haven't had that good news, you know.
Yeah, I'm expecting probably a Kasich or a Rubio to bow out next.
I think it's going to be a while for those guys, in my opinion.
You may be right.
Now, Kasich, especially because he recently, you know, got the, you know, a little impetus there where he's feeling like he's second, you know. I mean, he hasn't seen that forever, and I thought he'd go away a long time ago when he was in the ones, you know. We'll see, you know.
You're right. We'll keep an eye on that ball just for you. There's a market panic going on too, Kurt.
Well, that's right. You know, you've got, according to sources, they say that this market panic, you know, if you got big money in the stock market, you know, by the way, at least lost personal money ever in the stock market. Of course, never had any money in it. But anyway, the headline reads, market panic pushes gold buying to highest levels since financial crisis. Subheadline, funds that invest in gold have been flooded by nervous investors seeking shelter from stock market volatility. You got any suggestions for these nervous investors?
Say? Yeah, help us push to return to just weights and measures, honest money. The sooner we do that, the sooner there'll be a whole lot less volatility in the system and a lot more stability and integrity and honesty in the system, and God can bless us and would be well on the way to restoring the Republic of the traditions of our founders if we started with constitutionally mandated currency, Kurt.
Yeah, and don't they tell you to buy low, sell high, you know, that kind of thing in the investment world? Well, heck, we know of, properties, if you will, or radio stations, if you will, that you can buy at cheap prices, and you can even put all our friends on the radio there and inform and educate Americans. And
well, and you can even think we're goofy and put everybody else on the radio and not us if you think that's the way to go.
That's right. Good point. But we'll help you do that, you know, if you want.
Yeah. All right, by the way, TZ emails in, Kurt.
Yeah.
And says perhaps we should try to find a peaceful solution with ISIS, too. The system may work 10% of the time. I don't like the odds. We've peacefully protested abortion for 40 years, or 43 years, 57 million dead babies to show for it. Lavoy Finicum was another free Waco. There is no accountability, justice, and the use of violence on the other side. And then he, let's see, he says, juror 614. What's that, Kurt?
Do you know what juror is? I don't know, but I know this, that
I don't know
one.
What juror 614 is, but here's what it says.
Yes.
They dress what? The wound of my people.
Mm.
Oh, as though it were not serious.
They're trying to give us a
peace, they
I
say.
I wonder if it's judges 614.
Oh, that's probably right. Peace, they say. When there's no peace.
One texter,
where is Cruz? Hold on. Where is Cruz, Trump, or even Sanders on this? Cannot thousands of phone calls move them to take one side or the other? We lose more liberty each year, just as the abortion bloodbath continues. Can you suggest an action that can reverse even a little bit and or hold the line, it's easy to say everybody else is doing it the wrong way. So what is the right thing? And then he says, I remember your healthcare summit on GoFundMe. Hopefully you have something more helpful to suggest. All right. Now,
you know,
hold on. He goes on. It's as if it was a caller and I wanted to be able to continue just because it's an email, right?
Okay. Yeah.
The one suggestion I have, he says, is that some Christians call this period Lent, prayer and fasting and repent of our sins.
Mm-hmm.
We can appeal to the highest power, that is the celestial court. But we can't do so with unclean hands or in a partial way or a double-minded. Okay, I agree completely with what he says. However, I want to make the point that I would say that I'm far from the guy that doesn't provide solutions. Okay, right. I put my money where my mouth is. The radio station that I went and bought and that me and Kurt went and ran, we moved both of our families 100 miles. We didn't know what we were doing. We took a significant pay cut, both of us family-wise, and I took $120,000 of my own money and bought a radio station. That's how we started, folks. Now, the goal isn't to talk about me and how awesome I am or anything else. I'm just trying to illustrate when someone says, hey, I hope you have some solutions. It's easy to criticize everybody else, and I hope it's better than your healthcare summit idea. Okay, now the healthcare summit idea relied on people to help fund and promote some of these things. Mm-hmm. Most of my ideas rely on the American people getting together to accomplish something.
Yeah.
Okay? Otherwise, Sam Bushman can't fix the world by 3 o'clock, nor do I pretend that I can. However, I would simply say this, though. I think we've been tried and tested in the battle for liberty. We've been at it 25 years.
Yep.
We put our money where our mouth is. We've literally been involved in a lot of solutions. The roundtable is not designed just to promote my ideas. We have on guest after guest after guest after guest, listener after listener after listener, person after person. And a lot of the items that come across these airwaves, I don't even agree with, Kurt. Okay, the promotion of the White Rose website. I'm not saying I totally disagree with him. I'm just saying it's not my solution. It's his. Mm-hmm. But we give you the opportunity to find out about it, learn about it, and go determine if it's for you all by yourself. Ammon Bundy, I had him on for 4 hours. He got to say what he wants to say. I don't agree with Bundy's takeover. I agree with most of what Ammon says, though. But again, it was about bringing that to the table. We talk about gun owners. We talk about the Gimme Liberty Fund, promoting business owners. This is not about me or my ideas. In fact, a lot of them I never even came up with.
As the United States boldly stepped forward in the glorious light provided by its new Constitution in 1787, the nations of the earth were in awe of the newfound strength and hope of this free land. Today, the nation stands at a crossroads. A divergence from the original intent put forth in the United States Constitution has brought grave threats to our beloved nation. A miracle is needed if the United States is to survive. That miracle is again the pure application of the United States Constitution. I'm Scott Bradley. In my To Preserve the Nation book and lecture series, I bring forth truths that will help raise up a new generation of statesmen like those noble Americans who founded this land. Vigorous application of these principles will invigorate and restore the nation, and we may become again the freest, most prosperous, most respected, and happiest nation on earth. Visit topreservethenation.com to begin that restoration.
Break the bond of Big Pharma. Hi, it's Joyce Riley with the Power Hour to tell you about the powerful benefits of Strauss Heart Drops. Many people today are locked into the routine of taking multiple prescription drugs. Strauss Herb Company believes that everything the body needs is provided by nature. Strauss Heart Drops may clear congested arteries, restore damaged muscle, maintain healthy cholesterol levels, and flush toxins and metals from the body. They may even be helpful in treating varicose veins. And unlike prescription drugs that are packed with chemicals, Strauss Heart Drops are 100% natural and harness the healing power of herbs like garlic, cayenne, white willow bark, and mistletoe. For the full line of Strauss products, I urge you to call the Power Hour at 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829, or visit thepowermall.com. And remember, beware of knockoffs. Get the original. Get Strauss Heart Drops.
We fought We learned. We struggled.
We won.
Despite Obama's best efforts, the newspaper of the human resistance survives. We have lived only to face a new nightmare, the war against the machines. Read about our struggle in The Sovereign, newspaper of the resistance. The Sovereign is a 24-page monthly tabloid newspaper about the war between man and machines. We've tried reason, we've tried legislation. We've tried every peaceful means imaginable, and all it's gotten us is shut out. So now we fight the machines. Order online today at thesovnews.com or find The Sovereign at select newsstands. Remember to read The Sovereign, newspaper of the resistance. The human resistance's battle against the machines will be everlasting. This is mercy. It was never our destiny to stop the age of Obama. It was merely to survive it. Together. Together.
Begging politicians, bureaucrats, and educrats, and all do-gooders to please obey the supreme law of the land, the Constitution. This is Liberty Roundtable.
So I'm responding to TZ's comments. He emailed in the comments, and he says, Sam, what solutions do you have? I would say this. You know, somebody would say, Sam, you want to do all the talking. I agree. It's my talk show. Why wouldn't I? It's Kurt's talk show. Why wouldn't he? Why wouldn't we? Okay. However, we also run a radio network, Liberty News Radio, providing a backbone of 24/7 programming to radio stations for free, by the way. And you know what? I only talk two out of the 24 hours, Kurt. And I only do it 5 days a week, not seven. So there's plenty of time that others can talk. And we carry a bunch of talk shows. Some of the people I agree with, some of the people I don't agree with, some of the people I agree with part of the time. But I believe they have a right to speak and say what they want to say, and they have the right to bring their solutions to the table too. And they all take your calls and allow for your input. And so what is my solution? Bring the free market of ideas to the table in an educational fashion via the media. That's my number one idea. Now, I've got a couple of other number one ideas because I don't believe that we need to have a singular idea, but I don't want to put them in order of priority. The second one, I agree completely with TZ when he says we need to basically put ourselves in sackcloth and ashes and repent. Because if we do, the Bible says God will heal our land and protect us. I make that point every single day on the radio. The goal is to promote God, family, and country, and to protect life, liberty, and property. And I've said over and over and over till I'm blue in the face, we need to have a moral and an educated people. And if we don't, we're not going to have more freedom than we have morality and education. We're not. So the answer is to bring back morality, just as TZ wisely says. The answer is to bring back the understanding of the education, the viewpoints of the founders, and bring them to the table for discussion and examination and implementation. And that's what Liberty Roundtable and the Liberty News Radio Network is about. Do we have an exclusive handle on all the ideas? No, we don't. But we do our very best to bring as many people, as many ideas, as many solutions to the table as we possibly can via the Give Me Liberty Fund. Look, you can put a business on the Give Me Liberty Fund and promote your business to patriots. That's an economic solution to bring patriot businesses and individuals together. We have Liberty News Radio. That's the education alarm to bring back morality and education in the people. So we've done a lot. Now, do I believe that nobody else is making a difference? Of course I don't believe that. In fact, that's why Liberty Roundtable and the Give Me Liberty Fund brings all these ideas together. Some of them I may not even agree with. We have on Becky Akers. She's a flat-out anarchist. I don't agree with her on everything, but she's got a valid point to make. She's interesting to listen to. She's educational and informative. And you know what? She should have a seat at the table also. We even support things we disagree with because we believe that people have the right to their viewpoints. And even if they're, even if we don't agree, we can be agreeable in our disagreements, if you will. All right, Kurt, I just wanted to respond to TZ. The answer is morality in the people. The answer is education for the people. The answer is to bring the free form of ideas to the table. And we believe the media is one of the best ways to get that done. And by the way, TZ just had a forum to give his ideas. And I agree with most of them.
Yep.
All right, you got a text. Kurt, go.
Yes, a texter texted in. And by the way, the number 801-669-2211 if you want to text in. Patty texts and she says, they should all drop out, talking about the presidential candidates. We should start over and find a true constitutionalist as per the founders. And then she says, oh, remember, remember our fathers and all they did. Yeah.
Boy, do I concur with that. However, we've debated that on this program as well. It's pretty hard to even find out who would put forth, Kurt.
Good point. Here,
I don't know who would even put forward. Do you?
Well, I could think of a few.
I'd put
like
George Washington
forward. One of
mine
would be Sheriff David A. Clark and Sheriff Mack would be a couple of, you know, real good.
Yeah, the problem is they can't run on the same ticket, Kurt. One's a Republican, one's a Democrat.
Well, I know, but they could maybe fix that.
You know? And run what, third party?
Yeah.
Then the debate is they don't stand a chance, right? We just get into these common debates here. Now, I'm not arguing for one side or the other. I'm just making the point that, see, we're so divided, it's hard to get anything done. But I concur with you. Both of them would make a great example of those who would at least use the Constitution as their guide, for sure.
At least they wouldn't say they're racist, you know what I mean?
Well, they sure would.
Yeah, they would.
In fact, you'd just say Richard Mack's a racist because he's white, and good old David A. Clark Jr., that guy's a, what do they call those
racist
guys?
Racist because they're black.
No, what's and the word Uncle they Tom. Use for those guys? Yeah, Uncle Tom. They're just an Uncle Tom. They just go down that road, see? I'm just saying, we got to row to hoe, and until we can tell the tale of liberty, it's hard to even know who we could put forward. You could bring a lot of good people up. You know, Lowell Nelson, who joins us from Campaign for Liberty. By the way, I don't even agree a lot of times with the Campaign for Liberty people. I mean, they're too Republican for me, number one. Number two, they want to put all our money in election cycles, which I personally find, look, we put $100+ million into Ron Paul's plans. And that generated a Rand who melted down. Are we better off? Hard to say. They've accomplished a lot of educational opportunities, no question. I applaud their efforts, but I don't know that I think, what if we had put that money into the media? Would we be in a different position today? I personally think so. But again, we bring this to the table because he's doing his best and he's got valuable efforts and solutions and accomplishments. And whether we agree or disagree perfectly, we want that to come to the table. Well, I'd vote for Lowell Nelson to be the president of the United States in a heartbeat. But all they'd say is he's a no-name with no qualifications, Kurt. That's how they'd pitch it. Unless we had the media to counteract that, it's a dead deal, right?
It's a great point, Sam.
See, who would we pick? But I don't know a national person that's well-known, name recognition that we could choose. Not a one.
And yet, if we had the media that we could literally do,
then we could create our own household name, Kurt.
That's exactly right.
And then the whole game would change. That's the point.
Yes, sir.
Okay. I think that the right constitutionalist could take on Trump in a heartbeat. But you'd have to educate the American people enough to get that done, though. I'm afraid the American people would jettison a constitutional candidate tomorrow, too. I mean, I even had one person when I was running for a little teeny office here locally, and they basically said, you wouldn't just be a Ron Paulite, would you? And I'm like, I don't even know what that means, but no, I'd stand up for the Constitution. What does a Ron Paulite mean? Do I agree with some of Ron Paul's ideas? Yes, I do. Do I disagree with some of them? Yes, I do. But it just, rippled through the crowd. You know, he'd just be a Ron Paulite. That's all he is. And hey, I didn't even stand a chance, Kurt. I've been shouted down by even John McCain in a public forum. So, you know what? We've certainly earned our stripes.
That's a badge of honor for you.
Haven't we, Kurt?
Yes, sir.
All right, silver prices are in the news, too. We ought to get to this.
Well, that's right. The headline on Drudge right now says gold rushes, stocks, bonds plunge. In the headline from this piece, silver prices, industry expert says, could hit $100. Now, he says, don't roll on the floor laughing. You could see silver prices reach $100 and above. The projection was made by an outspoken leader in the precious metals mining industry in an audio taped interview posted on the Money Metals Exchange podcast page. He said, the guy's name is Keith Neumeyer, the founder and CEO of First Majestic Silver Corp. You know, so he's got a skin in the game, and he does have a bias, I'm sure, but he says, I know that at $14 or $15 silver, that sounds stupid, and it's probably hilarious to many people, but that's where I think it's going, he says. March silver, by the way, settled at 15.282 on the COMEX on Wednesday, Neumeier said
if people started taking delivery, that would call a halt to the con game, Kurt.
Oh, yeah. Neumeier said he believes silver is way more rare than many do, adding that the ratio between how many ounces of silver there are in the Earth's crust compared to gold has changed over the past 500 years. I don't know how you say that, but anyway.
Well, it hasn't changed. Just our knowledge of what we think exists has changed.
Oh, yeah. Okay, good. The Vancouver executive noted that 5 centuries ago, people thought the ratio was 16 ounces of silver to 1 ounce of gold because that was the answer Sir Isaac Newton gave King Edward when he was creating the pound sterling. That's interesting to know. He says... here's the quote. So that was kind of the number that has been floating around the planet ever since, and it's been gospel. Now the silver to gold ratio is closer to 10 to 1. Still, silver consumption is increasing every single year. The above ground supplies of the metal in the 80s were about 5 billion ounces. Now it's just a billion ounces of silver. That's accountable, he says. That means people have consumed 4 billion ounces of silver in the last 30 years. He says it's not coming back. It's not in recycling.
It's gone forever, right?
Well, I guess if
no, that's bogus. You know,
somehow use it. It's got to be somewhere. It's in the waste dumps. He says it's in the ocean. It's in stuff that
we will never be seen. We got to find a way to get it back and use it. We can find. There's ways to say never is kind of like saying computers only hold 64. You know, K of memory, kind of an idea.
Good point.
There's no new inventions either.
That's right. The guy has 34 years of experience in the business, and he wonders how gold is being traded at a price ratio of 80 to 1 compared to silver, while silver is being mined at 10 to 1 ratio of gold, and it's in a deficit.
How can that relationship last? Manipulation in the COMEX market, in other words, paper versions of gold without taking delivery, can manipulate all kinds of reality, my friend. Whenever you get a fiat, it gets bogus in a hurry, and that's
the
takeaway.
We're going to have a compression... Go ahead.
Well, go ahead.
And he says he expects it to get into triple digits, so who knows, you know.
But time will tell.
Go ahead.
I wanted to finish up on this abortion idea because TZ brought up, how do we solve this abortion? 57 million
good
dead.
Point.
We got to solve that. He's absolutely right, but I got a question. What if Sam Bushman, Kurt Crosby, and TZ and others were in charge of the media?
Ooh.
How long do you think the government would be able to continue with abortions with the massive educational campaign we could run?
Yeah, good point.
Just wondering. And that's why we believe that's the solution. They could take a no name and make them a household name tomorrow. They've got tremendous power. And that's why we say he who owns the media makes the rules. We could change the rules and make abortion criminal activity and call it murder, which is what it is. But it would take the media to get that done. This nation shall endure.